The voluntary return and arrests of prisoners who escaped from the district jail Malir continues, with the number of those back in custody now reaching 126. Officials confirmed that investigations into the jailbreak remain ongoing, while efforts to recapture the remaining 90 fugitives are being intensified through search operations across Karachi. Authorities are encouraging voluntary surrenders as part of their strategy to bring the escapees back into custody. Previously, at least 87 of the 216 inmates who escaped from Malir District Jail, Karachi, on Monday night, were arrested while one escapee was shot dead and another was injured during the breakout, police confirmed on Tuesday. Sindh IGP Ghulam Nabi Memon confirmed in an interview that massive search operation is currently in process to locate the remaining fugitives after 216 inmates escaped from Karachi's District Malir Jail on Monday night after earthquake tremors triggered a temporary evacuation of prisoners from their barracks. Of these, 50 were found hiding within the jail quarters. 19 were intercepted during snap-checking operations in rickshaws and other vehicles by Malir City Police, and 8 were arrested by Sukhun Police and are currently being held at the local station. Addressing the recent jailbreak from Malir Jail, Sindh's Murad Ali Shah expressed serious concern and confirmed that investigations are ongoing. Initial reports suggest inmates were evacuated due to earthquake tremors, which triggered panic. This was a wrong decision, and those responsible will be held accountable, he said in a news conference. The CM confirmed that 216 prisoners had escaped during the incident and that 83 had been recaptured. Read: Light earthquake jolts Karachi. No damage reported. One inmate died during the chaos. Shah urged the remaining fugitives to surrender voluntarily or face anti-terrorism court, ATC, charges. He emphasized the need for better coordination during emergencies and promised administrative reforms. Inspector General of Prisons Sindh, Qazi Nazir, who was suspended from his post following the incident, acknowledged negligence on the part of jail staff. Speaking to media before his removal, he said, "There was a lapse in response from the staff, which will be thoroughly investigated." He added that although the earthquake tremors in the city were mild, those inside the prison felt them more intensely, causing panic, particularly in the juvenile ward. Fear and chaos led to inmates attacking the main gates, breaking locks, and eventually pouring out of their barracks, he said. Nazir urged the families of escaped inmates to encourage them to surrender voluntarily. They cannot evade the law forever. It is better they return so we can ensure their safety and humane treatment, he said. Jail Superintendent Arshad Shah told reporters that the inmates took advantage of the chaotic evacuation to flee the facility.